Misusing spiritual techniques and spiritual teachings can sometimes keep us really, really stuck. It's this idea of using a spiritual technique to essentially avoid being present with our life and to avoid being present with sometimes the uncomfortable emotions that are coming up in our life. And it can become a very sticky trap. A very self-deceiving trap where we can really begin to trick ourselves and convince ourselves and get really, really, really creative with ways of spiritualizing and avoiding our life. Several years ago, I went through a very difficult ending to a relationship, and it brought up a lot of uncomfortable emotions for me. And in the first several weeks of trying to navigate these difficult times and these uncomfortable sensations in my body, I used my seated meditation practice as a vehicle to get out of my body. It was painful to be in my body, so I used my meditation practice to get out of my body to focus on something, some type of pleasant sensation or some type of pleasant emotion. And then one morning I woke up and my stomach felt like it was completely twisted up in knots. It felt like someone was just standing over top of me, punching me over and over and over and over again in the stomach. And it was really painful. And it was also really scary. It quite literally felt like I was dying. And so I peeled myself up out of bed and I stumbled over to my meditation bench. And I sat down and I closed my eyes. But this time, instead of focusing on a pleasant emotion outside of me, I focused on the pain in my stomach. I focused on what was going on inside of me. And I took all of my attention and I focused it on that area of my stomach that I was feeling the uncomfortable sensations. And very quickly, it got worse. It got worse, it got more painful. And my mind began to race and tell me all the reasons why I should get up and go do something else, or go for a walk, or go do yoga, or go jump in the ocean, or go work out, or go for a run, or call a friend. My mind began to tell me that this is stupid, this is bad, this is wrong, stop immediately. But I continued to bring my attention back to my stomach, back to that painful area in my stomach. And the sensations began to get more clear. And I began to feel the muscles in my stomach kind of contracting and squeezing my internal organs. And I could feel that that's where the pain was coming from. And by the time I finished that meditation, I opened my eyes and the uncomfortable sensations occurring in my stomach had softened a little bit. They didn't go away completely, but they had softened a little bit. And so I began to use my seated meditation practice to not get out of my body, but to get into my body to assist me in processing some of these uncomfortable emotions. Spiritual techniques, spiritual teachings, spiritual practices can be used to avoid and distract and hit the eject button on our life and the uncomfortable emotions that are coming up. Or it can be used to assist us in getting more present with what's happening in our body and to assist us with processing some of those uncomfortable emotions. When we use spiritual techniques to assist us and to help us in processing some of these uncomfortable emotions, a lot of times it can get more difficult and more painful and more messy before it gets better. And that's why I think a lot of people stop as soon as it gets more painful. And it's kind of like when you're going to clean your bedroom and you start by peeling all the sheets off the bed and tearing everything out of the closet and you pull everything out of your nightstands, and several minutes into cleaning your room, it's way messier than when you started. And you look around and you're like, oh shit, what the hell am I doing? But you continue to clean and you put the sheets back and you clean out your closet and you put everything back in its right place and then you put your nightstands back in order. And by the time you finish, everything is perfectly clean and perfectly orderly. But you had to go through that phase of things getting messier before they became more orderly and cleaner. It's the same thing when we're processing our emotions and using a spiritual technique to assist us in doing so. When I sat down to meditate and I focused all of my attention instead of on everything going on around me in life, and I focused it all on that uncomfortable sensation in my body, it got worse for a few moments before it began to get better. And so again, the spiritual techniques, the spiritual concepts, the spiritual teachings, there's absolutely nothing wrong with them. There's absolutely nothing wrong with them. But when we unconsciously use them as a mechanism to avoid being present with the experiences in our life, we can really, really get ourselves into a very sticky and cyclical trap. And when we become aware of this, we give ourselves the choice. We give ourselves the choice of, you know, I notice that I'm feeling some type of uncomfortable sensation in my body, and my choice is I can use a spiritual technique to avoid it. And honestly, that's okay. There's absolutely no judgment around that if we're consciously making the choice to do so. Or I can use the spiritual technique to assist me in opening this up and feeling my way through this and processing this so that I can get to the root cause in my body and begin to dissolve that. And when we have the choice, we're empowered. So again, there's absolutely no judgment, but I do believe that having the choice is a fundamental and foundational aspect to getting ourselves out of some of these repeating patterns of behavior and repeating patterns of unpleasant emotions. So that's it for today. I love you. I hope this helps you. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.